You're listening to Minor Talk On Demand exclusively on 600 ESPN El Paso. Stay up to date with Minor Talk by downloading the free 600 ESPN El Paso mobile app.
The following is an exclusive presentation of Team 600 ESPN El Paso.
Hey, El Paso, this is Harry Douglas, and now it's your turn to sound off on the UTEP game. Minor Talk with Adrian and Sal is coming up next on 600 ESPN El Paso.
All right, welcome back. We are live. It is Minor Talk, presented by Jack in the Box. I'm Adrian Bradis. He's Sal Montes. George Ojardo in the building as well. No Alberto Retta, but he's at the UTEP women's basketball game here for tonight. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009. What a bad loss. We sound like a broken record, but it's just a reality right now here for UTEP basketball. Another bad loss here tonight, 89-87. I can run down all the stats for you all here for this loss right here for the Miners. Like, the fact that Miners led for over 26 minutes in this one. They protected a nice lead in the first half, which kind of collapsed by the end of the first half. Another late first half collapse by the Miners. Then the second half, play absolutely no defense, it feels like, by the Miners. And they allow Sam Houston to shoot 59% from the field, 50% from beyond the arc. And, you know, that was just enough to bury the Miners in this matchup when it was all said and done. 14 turnovers by the Miners. That's one thing that I guess was the shortcoming on offense. But other than that, the offense wasn't the problem. The defense was the issue in this matchup right here for the Miners. They could not defend Wilkerson. He went off in this game. And really, I mean, the reality for all of this was they couldn't trust a lot of their guys on the floor. Like Otis Frazier III, you know, he's 0 for 5. He finishes with 3 points in 16 minutes. Hardly plays the second half, so he's not guarding Wilkerson, obviously. In this matchup as well, Kevin Kalu, you know, the previous game, career best, season high in a single game for UTEP scorers. He had 26 points in the previous game. This one, 6 points, 23 minutes of action, 4 rebounds in this matchup when it was all said and done. So he struggled in this game too. And then you also look, you know, a DNP for Baylor Hebb. He did not play in this matchup right here. You know, you had bench production from guys like, you know, Ahmad Bynum. Actually, he was not a bench player. He started in this matchup right here. 13 points. He hit 4 three-pointers when it was all said and done. But in this one, you know, not a lot of second half minutes for Ahmad Bynum. That was what I was trying to, you know, that was the point I was trying to make right there. Miners right here have fallen big time. They were once 15-5. We keep saying that. They were 15-5 at one point this season. That was late January. Now they are 17-13. They're 7-10 in Conference USA. Sal, in late January, we said to ourselves, there is no chance UTEP, the only chance that UTEP doesn't get to 20 wins is if an absolute disaster happens. Can we call it what it is? At some point, UTEP just has to look in the mirror and realize they are what they are. And at this point right now, it's a bad team. It's a team that is, you know, sliding, a 6-game losing streak, the most consecutive losses by any UTEP team since 2019. And this team seems far too talented to be this, you know, struggling this much by the end of the season. You reflect back on the second year of Golding, that second year for Golding, they had far less talent. You know, Mario McKinney by this point was kicked off the team, wasn't with the team anymore. But that team had more fight to them to close out the year. You compare it to this team right here, just really disappointed right here. After the overtime loss, I know it was an emotional game to Middle Tennessee, but to lose this one to Sam Houston, lose it in the final 10 minutes of this matchup, whatever it was, pretty disappointing.
Yeah, extremely disappointed because you got to see what this team could be. And I think a real question is how far gone is that team? You know, and it may be too far to even reach now. It's like they're a shell of themselves. And whenever the game is close, you don't really have any faith that they're going to win. Because, I mean, let's look at these last 6 games.
Yeah.
You know, that's a point there. You look at some of the games earlier on in the season where it showed. I mean, they took on Middle Tennessee and played them tough over there in Murfreesboro. That was kind of, hey, you know, they could probably do it. They still lost. And then the trip before that when they visited Western Kentucky and lost 78-74. Western Kentucky, a notable name year in and year out, whatever conference, even going back to the Sun Belt, Western Kentucky has always been a name. Still couldn't get it done. Jacksonville State at home. Hey, one of the top teams, the top team in Conference USA, if you want to say it. Didn't get it done against them when they had them here in El Paso. We won't even talk about what happened on the road. So
yeah.
Those are all notable teams, teams that people expected the Miners to, you know, fight alongside for standing or seating, right, position.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened this year. So if you're not playing Florida International, do you really have a chance?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the answer to that right now, Sal. I think the first game, the Miners do have a chance, but how do you believe this team can go four games in 5 days? Like, it's unrealistic at this point. It just is what it is. UTEP has fallen from where they were. You can call it whatever you want. You can blame the coaching staff. You can blame some of these players right now. It seems like, you know, the defense just didn't show up at certain stretches of this game. But at the same time, man, you know, I still go back to the fact that this wasn't a blowout. This was still a one possession game throughout the late stretch of this matchup right here. Like, you know, there at one point it was like 68-64 with 7 minutes left. That reminds me exactly the previous game, Middle mm-hmm. Tennessee. It's like a 4-point game, a 4-point swing. Then it also reminds me of the Western Kentucky home loss. Like, even though the Miners went into the first half down big, they came back and they made it like a 4-point game with like 7 minutes left. So the 10-33 crap is out the window for me right now. And let's just call it what it is, because right now it's just a mantra and it's just hype that really didn't lead to anything by the end of this season. If it leads to something by the CUSA tournament, I'll eat my words on all of this right there. But at the same time, you know, this team right here, it feels like around the 7-minute mark of these games, as of late, they just don't have what it takes to get over that proverbial hump, whatever you want to call it. Sam Houston went on an insane rally to come back and come from behind in this one and take the lead. But then the Miners still fought. I mean, Sam Houston had a 12-2 run going into the 6-minute mark of this matchup right here. Kevin Kalu got them out of a scoring drought that was you know, super fortunate by the Miners. And then it kind of went back and forth to close out the game. The Bearcats just ended up hitting the big three-pointers when it really mattered. Wilkerson, a three-pointer at the 340 point of the game. Then Sam Houston has a pair of missed free throws. Hamilton had that insane dunk in transition, and the Miners cut it to 81-79. This was a minute 30 left. There was plenty of time,
yep.
And there was no need to panic. But defensively, you know, Sam Houston got a second chance bucket, which was bad. Elijah Jones got a dunk to fall. Miners had a timeout with about a minute 30 left. It was still attainable. They could still win this one on the road. It was 83-80 at this point, and then Wilkerson on the very next play. This was the dagger. He comes out, he hits his fifth three-pointer to lift them to a 6-point lead, 86-80, and it was just the shoulder slump again. It was a timeout for UTEP, or, you know, they go back on their side, and it's the shoulder slump. Actually, I think they went out of that, and then they held the ball forever. Corey Camper Jr. missed a three, which actually, I liked Corey Camper's game tonight, but Sal, I just hated that last, 7 minutes it was. It was like tough to watch. It was like it was just watching like the same games over and over and over again that they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine how frustrating that must be for this squad to see, this coaching staff to see, the players to see. It feels repetitive at this point.
Yeah, it does. And I think to kind of add insult to injury is, despite those daggers, despite those jumpers that Sam Houston was hitting, UTEP was still forcing turnovers and, you know, not having the door closed completely.
Right.
The door was cracked, but they couldn't capitalize on it. I know Jones, you know, he got fouled near the end after they forced, I think, another steal. It was like two steals in the span of like 30 seconds or something like that. And he missed the first one, and it's like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
You know, all of these little opportunities that can help you out, they don't fully take advantage of it. And you know, how demoralizing is it to continuously be in a position like that and not come through? And it goes all across the board if we look at, you know, different games.
It does. It does. Our telephone number to kick things off here on the show, 915-505-6009. Welcoming on George Guajardo here for the first time on the program. George, the Miners right now kind of are who we thought they were, you know, in this poor losing streak or whatever you want to call. You look across and New Mexico State, they win another one on the road. They steal another game, and it's against Louisiana Tech, who I would say is a better team than Sam Houston. What does UTEP do to close this one out or close the season out on the right foot? Because I've heard that they're going to go from Louisiana Tech actually to Huntsville, Alabama. So it's not like they're coming back home to El Paso and resting a little bit. I mean, that Tuesday game is right around the corner. They're going to have to go from Thursday, this bad loss right here, an early Saturday afternoon matchup, a 1 o'clock tip-off against Louisiana Tech, and then they're going to have to go hit the road and get ready for Alabama on a Tuesday matchup.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask for of this team right now, right? They haven't been themselves, or maybe they've revealed that this is who they are, as you said, quoting Denny Green there. I don't know. It's going to be hard. I think you reset it, right? I think you just get back to your basics. You start maybe staying home on defense. You keep everything in front of you defensively, and maybe you clean a lot of this stuff up. If I told you UTEP's offense shot 48% from the field today, almost 42% from three, what would you say that
they win? They win on the road. They
win that game. They lost because they gave up almost 60% field goal percentage on the other end all game, and then allowed Sam Houston to shoot 50% from three. I mean, it's just this they've come full circle. 89 points was the season high defensively of points given up to Utah Valley. It's now 89 now with tied with Sam Houston State. So they've come full circle. So I guess,
and they're regressing.
Yeah.
And they're regressing. I mean, they kind of started this way,
right,
where they had a couple real bad red flag losses, Sal, and now they're regressing to this point. They peaked in probably December, January, and barring an unforeseen crazy run in the CUSA tournament that, like, the you know, what we saw last year, which even last year as crazy of a run that was, it would be easier to do last year's run than what it's going to look like this year. Four games in 5 days is ridiculous.
Yeah, especially when the landscape of Conference USA right now has a lot of teams who can etch their name on that ticket to go to the big tournament, because it's a lot of teams playing some really good basketball. And for the Miners, man, it's finding another way to lose. You get six guys in double figures, but you hurt yourself at the free throw line, 15 for 23, and I know that Sam Houston wasn't that great as well. I think the percentages were similar. I think it was like 65-60. That was the split of free throws between the two. But I mean, still, man, those little instances that they don't take advantage of, that's, I mean, 1 point is a lot for the Miners. You know, if they're up by one, doesn't feel like much. It's really not much. But if they're down by one, it feels like it's triple that. So they just got a lot of demons that they're fighting, man. So I have no idea.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines right now. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009. Big shout out to Wind Supply El Paso. They are one of our big sponsors here on Miner Talk. We'll get to our hot hand later on in the program, but want to give a big shout out to Renee Tires, the great crew at Wind Supply El Paso, for being a great sponsor all season long and really since day one with us here on Miner Talk. So big shout out to Renee and Wind Supply El Paso. Let's go to the phones right now, 915-505-6009. It's full phone lines. Let's burn through them. Kurt is the first with us. He's been patiently waiting. Good evening, Kurt. Give us your thoughts.
How you doing, guys? First of all, my thoughts, a total mishap, dismantle this team since February. They don't play 40 minutes of hell. They just continue to have screw-ups time and time again. And guys, it's just, when's it going to be on the coach and he's not getting it done here. His fourth year here.
Yeah, he took some accountability today. You know, he said it in the post game today, and it is on him. Like, the late game stuff, I think it is on him and the coaching staff too. And, you know, said he takes ownership and basically said that the defense side is on him.
And, guy, also, you know what? We lose Saturday, and then we lose probably maybe Tuesday. Hope not. But you know what? What's going to be said in the season with our AD and him, you know, they're talking because he's going to hire him off that one win at Texas NCAA tournament. They hired him off that. So, I mean, it's come to a point now where enough's enough. I mean, this is a rich tradition basketball program, and we want it back to where it was before it was, and it's not, he's not getting it done here. And then, so answers need to be, you know, questions and answers need to be done, and it's just, I think it's time for a change, in my opinion. So,
Kurt, hey, man, I appreciate your phone call, man. Thank you for weighing in. Let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter next. And we just freed up a phone line, so let's keep it going. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter next. And check us out on our free mobile app. It's 600 ESPN El Paso. And then on our app, you can also chat with us in real time, and we'll read your messages that you send us on our app. So in case you don't have Twitter or X, you could also chat with us on our 600 ESPN El Paso mobile app. Jacob's next with us. Jacob, good evening, man. Give us your thoughts on this game.
Hi, Adrian. I don't even know what to say. It's just a terrible loss. Like, Sam Houston, really?
Houston, really? Like, this is the team that you're supposed to beat, right? This is the team who's ninth in CUSA. Despite Sam Houston winning tonight, they're still going to be ninth. They're a bad team. Yeah. And UTEP won? Sam Houston, really?
Yeah, and then coaching. Like, why, when we need a bucket down by three, why isn't Bynum in? It's like our best shooter, clutchest shooter, is not in.
I mean, Jacob, like, you and I are saying the same things. You're saying speaking a lot of facts right now. You've always spoke facts this whole season long. But the Bynum no minutes in the late game situation, I mean, why?
Yeah.
Why, right? Because he hit 4 3-pointers earlier in this game, Jacob. And maybe 5 attempts from 3-pointers when he's going off that way, maybe that's not enough. Maybe they would tell us, though, Jacob, maybe if we told this to the coaching staff, they would say that Bynum doesn't play enough defense. And I don't know if that's enough to warrant you penalizing him to miss those final minutes of the game. I think it was really important down the stretch. They needed a shooter, but he wasn't on the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We'll see in the conference tournament. I mean, I'm not expecting much, but we'll see.
Yeah, me neither, man. Me neither. I appreciate the phone call, Jacob. Thank you for weighing in. 915-505-6009. It was good meeting Jacob last week, by the way, Sal. He stopped by the District West, 3233 North Mesa. Had a chance to say
all
hi.
All right. That's what's up, man.
You know, he's a huge fan. Huge UTEP fan. And, it was great to catch up with him. Let's keep it moving. Brian is next with us, 915-505-6009. Brian, good evening, man. What's going on?
Well, it's certainly very, very disappointing. Considering that we lost to the backmarker CUSA, that is Sam Houston's day. But overall,
man,
just very disappointed in general, because how could we have sunk from 14-4 down to 17-13? Oh, my God, this is terrible, man, because is 10:33 the time from the NCAA tournament, or is it the time on the clock when UTEP gives up? It sure seems like it with all the recent duds that we've had. And overall, this seems more like a coaching problem more than anything, because we had minutes with good players. Bynum was playing well, but coaching didn't get it done. And, oh, my God, don't even get me started on Trey Horton. He is god-awful on his team. He should hit the portal. And like my boys told me, this was going to be a trick game to determine if we were going to advance further in the tournament. And likely we're going to take our bad loss in the second round based on what we've seen so far. And it's unfortunate because if we won today, my boys and I had a lot of good memes to be posting on Twitter next, but no, unfortunately we can't post them anymore. Very disappointing from the minors and us fans. I know what we deserve better, but it's been this way for so long that when are we going to start asking for a coaching change?
I hear you, Brian. I appreciate your phone call, man. Thank you for weighing in. 915-505-6009. Sal, a tweet that's getting a lot of attention is the UTEP head coach Joe Golden quote of, "We'll find a group that wants to compete on Saturday and figure it out after that." What did you think of that quote when he said that to Voice of the Miners, Sean Teicher?
It's interesting, but I also think it's the last game of the year, and if you're still searching for a squad, I mean, the hill is far too steep to climb, man. I don't know, but if I have to make an interpretation, maybe it's that there's a number that's checked out.
You know, and that could be it, Sal. Actually, it actually could be it, right? I mean, The weird thing is, this team continues to say, you know, we're together, we have our team together and stuff like that. But then there's these weird things here and there that just don't scream that. This is coming from Snappy Miner. His lineup has caused issues, though. Bynum was hot, but not in the game down the stretch. This is coming from Tristan Pence. Wow. Who wants to compete? Quote, Golding is in over his head. He needs to go back to coaching D2 basketball. Matthew Castro, how about we find a coach that can adjust and keep a lead? Going on year 5 of the Snickers and Red Bull experiment, and we're competing for 7th place in a watered-down league. This is from Chris. Year 1 was Rodney Terry's guys. Lost in round 2. Year 2, terrible season. Year 3, another bad season, but got lucky in the tournament. Year 4, ended up in the bottom of Conference USA again. When is center going to wake up until we get to the bottom of the Mountain West? You can't keep Golding any longer. He's had enough time to prove himself, and his teams just keep getting worse. 6-game losing streak. Bottom of a bad Conference USA in year 4 is unacceptable. The fans deserve better. So, yeah, fans just really didn't like that quote at all. That was it right there. 915-505-6009. We'll keep the phone lines moving. Dave is next with us, and then we'll keep the phones going, and we'll give some more reactions to tweets. 915-505-6009. Sam Houston defeats UTEP 89-87. By the way, last shot was insane by Devin Barnes covering. Good teams win. Great teams cover, Sal.
Yeah, he definitely made some people some money right there on that one. But
that's hilarious.
If I could kind of flip it around, man, oh my goodness. I'm going to say something to you, and this is going to – I don't know if it'll make people mad, but it should. Because we talk about the finish, right, or UTEP not getting the last bucket at the end of the final – or the, you know, on the final possession of the half. They got both buckets at the end of a half, the first half and the second half, and they still lost the game.
That's true. Camper made it at the buzzer,
yes,
and then Barnes makes that three at the buzzer.
5 points in a combined, what, second and a half, 2 seconds, and still unable to come out with the win there. So, I don't know, man. If there's a fun fact of, like a book of fun facts, I'd love to know what UTEP is breaking and still losing.
Yeah, I'd say, by the way, Twitter is turned up a notch tonight. Twitter is, like, really pissed off tonight. I'll say that. I have not seen fans this disappointed in a really long time, and I'd say the I'd say the approval rating's really down right now on the coaching staff. Let's go back to the phones. It's Dave next with us, 915-505-6009. Dave, good evening. What's going on?
Not much, man. It's not fun right now. I don't understand why you can't let them shoot 59% from the floor or give up 89 points and expect to win.
Yeah, that's
Golding,
bad.
Golding puts everything on his defense. Where the hell was it?
Yeah, it is on the defense, yeah.
And, you know, are these guys quitting on him? I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. You know, 6-game losing streak when you were – and Frazier, where's he been? He hardly played the second half.
He's been pretty bad, man. And I like Frazier. I like Frazier a lot, but he hasn't been the same.
No. You know, David Van Dyke called me after the game and said, losing to Sam Houston? That used to be shit we played in the beginning of the year. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say that. But, and I was like, yeah. I mean, the older guys are like, what the heck is going on?
Man, David Van Dyke, shout out him.
Oh, yeah. That's my guy. He lives in Tucson.
All whack, 1991, 1992.
Holds the record for shot blocks at UTEP.
That's a great stat right there. And I'll say this for David Van Dyke. How about this? Played on the team for the last UTEP basketball squad to win an NCAA tournament.
1992.
Yes, but it's been that long.
1992.
It's been that long.
Yes. And that's amazing.
15 years since they've made the tournament.
In the 80s and 90s to where we are now is amazing.
15 years since they've made the NCAA tournament, too, Dave.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
is it coaching? We've got talent. There's a lot of talent. Yeah, I don't know where you start.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Dave. Hey, I appreciate your phone call, man. Thank you for weighing in. Wow, throwing a David Van Dyke name drop there, Sal. There you go.
It's interesting. It reminds me of. Remember when we did that bracket, right?
Yes.
Of all-time UTEP players?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard that name since then, so that's pretty cool.
Me too. That's a great one. Shout out David Van Dyke, one of the UTEP greats. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009. Again, Twitter's on fire. Let's go to it. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. This is it. Little Badger. No way people can still defend Golding. Unless he actually wins the Conference USA tournament, he needs to be gone. Even if he does win it, I'm not sure I want him back. Trey Pollitt, serious question. Will Jim make the right move and fire Golding and find a better coach that can recruit? I'm sorry, but Golding is not the man for UTEP. Enough is enough. 7-11 and 8 straight losses to end the season. No way he gets an extension. Trolley Dodger. T. Diddy, checking out. This chick just isn't for me. It's time for Dodgers baseball.
Oh,
Hashtag Minor Talk. That's great. Oh, man. 915-505-6009, our telephone number. Sad UTEP fan. 58% Golding has lost his team. Any wish list coaching ideas? David Carell Jr., as a 20-plus-year season ticket holder, I feel betrayed and disgusted by what's become another wasted season. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm looking forward to football season and will probably cancel my basketball tickets for next year. I've heard that from other people too, though. I'm not that hasn't been from just one person. And by the way, I'm going to maintain this. I do have knowledge of the situation, but I'm going to maintain this narrative right here to close out the season. And I'll just say I'll keep it this way, and I'm not going to really open it up to anybody else for this one right here. They're going to go two ways after this season. They're going to go one of two ways. They're going to A. And I'm talking about UTEP and Joe Golding. They're going to go A, they're going to hit the extension button, or B, they're going to break up amicably. It's not going to be coaching out that final year. There's no chance he coaches out that final year without either certainty for the future or no, this is the end of the road right here. So the ball is out there right now. I do know kind of where this is headed to, and we'll see what ends up happening when it's all said and done. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009. Cedric's next with us. Cedric, good evening, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, really disappointed, guys. Really disappointed. However, I'm not going to jump on that Golding firing bandwagon. The fans, man, they have every right to feel the way they feel and justified. So, but let's not forget we were one win away from the NCAA tournament last year against Western Kentucky. I think we lost by 4 or 5. I'm not too sure. But I really hope these guys can turn it around and hopefully prove these people wrong. You know, I still think we got a good coach. I know when things aren't going our way, it's easy to get on that, oh, let's get rid of them. It's over. And
you're right.
And like that last guy, cancel my season tickets. Well, cancel him, buddy. You're not really a true fan, in my opinion.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. No. I hear what you're saying, Cedric. As far as this go, I'll also say, you know, don't you feel like everybody's kind of reactionary? Like, what made it this game? Why not the previous game or the game before that or stuff? Or, you know, why wouldn't you wait till the end of the season and kind of assess it that way? Like, I get it. I understand why David's upset. I get it. And I think you understand too. But at the same time, I'm with you. I kind of judge the totality of season at the end, so not as reactionary, even though it's easy to do so, especially on this show and being, you know, right, the reactionary post game show.
And yeah, the fans they're upset, they're frustrated, and rightfully so. But that's a great point. I think just reactionary. I think if things were, man, these people were, everyone was loving after Louisville, even with the loss.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's see. You know me, I'm optimistic, and let's see how this. Let's see how this Conference USA tournament comes out, and let's see if these boys can turn it around. I really hope they can.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see, Cedric. We'll see if we're still talking next week this time or if the season will have been over by this time next week. So it's going to be one or the other. Sal, they're going to be either having next Thursday off because they are playing in the semifinals of the CUSA tournament, or they're going to have Thursday off and the season's over.
Oh, man. So Thursday's off either way?
Yeah, Thursday's off either way.
I predict there will be no action on Thursday.
Yeah, your prediction, your prediction's correct. You're definitely right there.
915-505-6009.
This was texted into the show by my boy KB. Jason Hooten had to build a whole new roster from scratch, and he is in the top half of the league in year two. Golding is in year four and going to finish in the bottom half of Conference USA. This is coming in from Locomotive Miner, who sent me this one from some guy, Chris. UTEP had a 60-55 lead with 10:33 left in the game. People really don't like the 10:33 slogan, Sal. They're throwing the 10:33 slogan right back at UTEP.
Yeah. Hey, I'll say this. It was a good marketing tactic, and they capitalized on it financially.
Tristan Pence, number one, tonight's game was a disgrace. UTEP's defense was horrible and unacceptable. Coach Joe Golding has done a horrendous job with this veteran team and, frankly, with the basketball program. UTEP is playing the worst basketball in COSA right now, and that is unacceptable. Number two, 2 years ago, NMSU had to suspend their season and hire Coach Jason Hooten, and he had to build this team from scratch. They are now 3 games ahead of UTEP in the COSA standings. Golding inherited a healthy program, and in 4 years has taken UTEP men's basketball right to the bottom of Conference USA. Wow. This is Atha99. How many times has it been on Joe Golding? Enough is enough. This is from Trolley Dodger. Otis Frazier is point shaving at FBI.
Did he really tag the FBI?
Yeah, he tagged the FBI.
Real quick, on another note, Scary Terry, man. I have no idea what's going on with him, but that turnover was atrocious the other day. Terry Rozier. Look it up, guys, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, speaking of point shaving, gosh. Trolley Dodger, by the way, he's just joking. Matthew Castro, as a UTEP fan, disappointment isn't new, but the way this season has played feels like a new low. Coach Joe Golding is getting outcoached by teams that were JV squads not 2 years ago. It's a shame that this program has taken such a step back from its glory days. This is Matthew Castro again. How about we find a coach that can adjust and keep a lead going on 5 years since the Snickers and Red Bull experiment? I think I read that one already. This is coming in from Trolley Dodgers. I had them in the top three in winning the Conference USA tournament. I need a UTEP men's basketball rehab. I have a problem. King Eric, is it mental at this point? Has Joe Golding lost the locker room? Because you look at the first half, and that was a minor team that went wire to wire with Louisville and beat Yale. I don't understand. It is mental at this point, King Eric. It is. It's all mental at this point. I mean, the Miners, you feel like this squad right here, mentally, you know, they're just not the same. Like, it's in the confidence. It's in the late game stuff. And it's also in the confidence defensively. Michael G., at Minor Front Row. He's taken ownership a lot this season. Maybe he should do something about it. Manny David, frustrating would be an understatement, not the way they want to head into this Conference USA tournament. Going to be a long shot to succeed in the tournament, but still hoping for a miracle. More posts coming into the show. We got a lot on the Minor Talk hashtag and channel. This is from Zay, UTEP Zay, that is. UTEP's loss against Sam Houston clinched another sub-500 finish in conference play. Get this one, Sal. The sixth time that has happened in 8 years. The Miners had only 2 sub-500 conference finishes in the 14 years before that.
Oh, man. Well, this is the new norm now. I mean, shoot, man. Damn.
That's something I guess you got to kind of expect right there or anticipate, George.
Yeah. And so how many coaches have been in that span? 2, right? Rodney Terry and Joe Golding. So everybody wants the
8 years. That's Joe Golding, Rodney Terry.
Rodney Terry.
Yeah.
And the narrative is Joe Golding right now and tanking the glory days. I'm going to say this. I know you mentioned the stuff about Joe Golding and what's going to happen. If Joe Golding goes, he's got to take Jim Center with him. I just don't know. At this point, it's institutional. The New Mexico State stuff is a great, great point that the UTEP fans are making about this stuff. Stuff was terrible there. They had to suspend the season And they're in a way better spot right now in 2 years. So
yeah, good point. Good point. Back to the phones we go now in 5505-6009. That's our telephone number, 600-ESPN El Paso on Twitter. I guess we're going back to the phones right now. Do we have David Van Dyke with us? I think we might have David Van Dyke, UTEP great, on the phone with us. David, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
David, give us your thoughts on this team. Thank you for giving us a call, by the way.
That was my friend Dave, just three-way me in with you guys.
Okay. We'll appreciate Dave. I appreciate that. David, you give us your thoughts on tonight's game. What did you notice from UTEP Sam Houston? And I'm sure you're pretty disappointed like other fans.
Well, of course I'm disappointed, I watch them and I want them to win every time, Just a, bad season. I haven't really watched, been able to see a lot of it. It looks like some hard times right now.
David, I guess from your perspective, is it the names that they're losing to versus and like the quality of opponents in your perspective that they're losing to more than anything else?
Yeah, that kind of makes me real angry. Nothing against San Houston State, but they were like warm up for us before we started the real play, So
yeah,
I don't expect UTEP to lose to San Houston State.
David,
like I said, nothing against San Houston State, but it's just
San Houston.
It's Sam Houston State.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, I got to ask you, David, against Cincinnati, 1992, in the Sweet 16, what a game it was. I mean, Miners go wire to wire with that Cincinnati team. In that game, you had 18 points and just a monstrous game in that one. What do you remember from that one? I mean, things are so much different now compared to then, especially you even look a game before that. That huge win you guys had over Kansas, that's still one of the, I guess, most special memories for a lot of UTEP fans.
I was real pissed after that Cincinnati game.
I don't blame you.
I think we were all a bit pissed after that Cincinnati game. We just got off to a slow start and just that hurt us. We got down quick and we brought it close, but I still think if we would have won that game, we could have handled Memphis even with McKinney back then. So that's just my opinion, though.
You guys had an amazing team, though. David, you guys had that 1992 season. You guys were special. You were special that season. You were all whack that year. And you talk about the whack that season, David, that's so much. That's night and day when you compare it to Conference USA here now.
Oh, yeah. Back then, the whack was strong. There was a lot of good teams, he had to come and play every night, to be honest, I didn't like the decision. I think UTEP's better than Conference USA, the teams that are in Conference USA. That's just my opinion.
I'm with you.
You're absolutely right.
I'm with you on that completely, David. I'm with you. David, for the UTEP fans out here, there's a lot of people already who are chiming in on social media. Super excited to hear your voice here on the program. A surprise here on Minor Talk. Any final thoughts you want to say to the UTEP fans out there who have still rooted for you, rooted you on all your career when you were with UTEP in the late 80s, early 90s? What would you like to say here to the people in El Paso?
Support the team, man. They can, win bad, but, you got to support them. I'm sure that they're trying their best, Just stay with them. I know it's hard right now, but, keep on backing them. I'm going to keep on backing them, so no matter what. So that's you test my
Hey, guys, my team. Dave's very humble. He doesn't say much about what he did here.
That's right.
And it's amazing what he did.
That's a good point. I mean, think about it. He was awesome. And, hey, David, I can't thank you enough for giving us a call here on the program. You're an all-time great here in my eyes here at UTEP, and it's great to hear you here on Minor Talk joining us here tonight. And, Dave, I appreciate you bringing him back on the program with us here as we continue. As we roll through, it's as we continue here on Minor Talk, I mean, where do we even go from there? David Van Dyke just calling in, Sal. That's what Minor Talk does. It's kind of funny. We have all sorts of amazing people who join us on this program, from parents to sometimes former players who stop by and join us on the show. And now you've got one of UTEP's all-time greats, at least in the 90s, especially when they were winning in the 90s, giving us a call here on the program. That's awesome.
Yeah, and there's eyes on UTEP, right? Regardless if they're on a six-game winning streak, if they're on a six-game losing streak. I think that's the interesting part, because you and I, right, we kind of came up in that Philly Rivetta era of basketball, transitioning into the last tournament team, you know what I mean, with Culpepper and company, and even Stephon Jackson, you know, it was a couple of years before that.
Right.
That's kind of what we were on. But there's guys listening where, if we put it in perspective, Van Dyke was that guy for them back in the day. You can even take it back decades before that. So that's really cool, man. Minor basketball really is generational. And these people care, man. They want to see UTEP win.
Yeah, this is coming in from Ryan. Spilling just enough tea to get the Minor fans crazy with the Golden coaching return narrative. At the end of the day, you got to make all the big moves with moving to the Mountain West. He also said another Minor loss, again, by Bynum on the bench. When you need to score during the last 6 minutes, UTEP continues to be consistently inconsistent. Can't wait for football season. Hashtag Minor Talk. I don't know, man. You want another cycle of this, Ryan? You want another cycle of the off season hype, then the season rolls around, disappointment, then move on to another sport, and then it's the same cycle again. Hype, excitement, things go well, then it's back to the disappointment. George, are you just ready to move on to football season? Where are you at?
No. There's still two games here. And I want to go back to a point that David Van Dyke said. Thanks for calling again. It's awesome to hear your voice. You are a legend. He said that he's pissed off that they're losing to teams like Sam Houston. And again, not a diss to Sam Houston, right? But where is that attitude in UTEP's locker room? I don't see that. Are they pissed off? Is Joe Golding pissed off? Where is that fire? Like, who's going to step up and finally say, this is coming to an end? They've got two more opportunities to do it. Saturday and then Tuesday. And then we'll see from there. But no, I'm not ready to move on yet. They got two games. I'm not going to throw in the towel.
915-505-6009. Let's keep it moving. Hardcore Mike is next up with us. Hardcore Mike, what's going on? Good evening.
How you all doing? I thank you for your show. And first off, they could lose every game for the next 5 years, and I'm not getting rid of my season ticket. So all you bedwetters that can't handle losing, you know what? Just the door's on the wall. There's a hole in the wall. Make use of it. Go root for your Dallas Cowboys till December comes around, and then you'll be off that bandwagon,
too. There you go. That's right.
What I wanted to bring up was a wound that hurt this team, and I think it got infected and we never recovered from. And that was that January 11th game. We had a sellout crowd. We had the commissioner from the Mountain West down here. Scotty Walton's in the crowd with a bunch of recruits. NMSU comes down the road, and they spanked us with 28-point loss in the Don. And honestly, I think that was the beginning of the downfall of this team.
You know, people have pointed that out, that they still haven't recovered from that. That was, you're right, January 11th, it was right smack in the middle. This coaching staff and the team was talking about it earlier this week, that was a punch in the mouth. And after that, you know, they had a little bit of success. You know, they go on the road, they beat Liberty, they beat FIU, and you think, okay, did UTEP bounce back? They have a home game against Jacksonville State, and then the final 6 minutes, they lose that one, 73-66 at home. Then they beat Kennesaw State, tight game at home, but then back-to-back losses on the road to Western Kentucky. They beat the Aggies and FIU at home, and then they lose six straight that has led us to this point. So all inconsistent to me at this up to this point right here during this final stretch of the season.
Yeah, I think they stabbed us, and it took a little while for that wound to get infected, but it did, and it's affected the rest of our season here. We don't have a killer instinct. Like you say, the shoulders slump down. I just don't know what to say. But, you know, for all you bedwetters who can't handle losing, you know, I'll be coming to these games win or lose or draw forever. It doesn't matter. That's not the point of owning a ticket here. I just, yeah, I can be disappointed. I can be frustrated. But you know what? These fellas are lacing up their shoes and they're trying to put on a game for us. And I'll do the courtesy of going out there to watch them play. So thank you, fellas, very much. I love the show.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. 915-505-6009. Our telephone number, 600-ESPN-El Paso on Twitter and X. Delusional Cade McConnell fan. Still can't believe that Cade
he's got a burner. Cade has a burner. But a Stan account.
Yes.
That's awesome, dude.
Cade has a burner slash Stan account, whatever you want to call it. the bio. I don't like the bio, but I love the account. It's hilarious. Delusional Cade McConnell fan is the handle. And Cade, by the way, is aware of this. We did not bring this up when he joined us recently on the show. Delusional Cade McConnell fan. I've been a season ticket holder since the pandemic ended, and my money has gone down the drain with how much garbage I've seen. Center needs to figure it out if he wants to keep us stuck in the bottom feeder or wants us to become contenders again. What a joke. Hashtag minor talk. Brian, at ELP Brian, UTEP making me pull my hair out ever since that blowout in January. As someone who has been a diehard for almost a year, I've been pissed seeing what Golding keeps pulling. What a mess. Thank God my Dodgers are making my sports less painful. And then he says GG Sam Houston burners hashtag minor talk. This is Joe Chacon. I swear UTEP minor voice says a stat that like he's made 14 in a row and I already know what's gonna happen. Okay, I'm stretching it. I'm looking for any other reason at this point. How about Greg Foster? Hashtag 177 days. Hashtag good thing it's on. Good thing it's spring break. Hashtag drinking on a weeknight. Hashtag drowning sorrows. That's all from Joe Chacon here on the program. 915-505-6009. A couple other tweets to get to. This is Pick My Axe 915. At least we have the conference tournament with a bunch of laughing emojis. So there you go. There's a little bit of that. Let's go to Ronnie, who's next with us, and then we'll go to James here on the program. 915-505-6009. Been a while since we've heard from Ronnie, and Ronnie, it is great to hear from you here on the program. Good evening, my friend. Sam Houston defeats UTEP 89-87, six losses in a row for UTEP.
Man, it's good to talk to you guys. I wish it was under better circumstances. Like I was just telling Saul, it seems like every time this year we're saying the same stuff. You know, I don't even know what to say, man, other than I'll say this. UTEP is in that danger zone, like I mentioned to you the other day, where mediocrity is going to creep in because Golding is a good coach. I'm not going to take that from him. But he's going to do just enough. He's going to be a 17, 18, maybe every now and then sprinkle in a 21 season. But he's never going to have the success that Barbie and Floyd and those guys had, right? He's not getting his team to the tournament. Then you got to think that in 18 months we go into the Mountain West and he's struggling to still really figure out this repatch CUSA. Like I said, he's a good coach, but he still lacks the same two things since he got here. He doesn't recruit shooters, and he really – offensively, I don't know what those kids are doing. You know, they play hard and they create a bunch of havoc, but the problem is, dude, you got to get some studs out there. You know, he still has yet to bring in a meaningful Power 5 bounce back. I mean, a kid that played 15, 17, 18 minutes at the Power 5 level for a reason, you know, didn't work out. He still has yet to really get that type of kid, and now going into what I call mid-plus when I talk about Mountain West and A-10 hoops, you need those type of kids if you're going to win the league and get to the tournament. The best thing about going to the Mountain West is if you schedule right, which is another thing that Golden has yet to do, and stop playing these Saul Rosses. And that's no offense to Saul Ross and all of our, you know, there's no offense to that, but you don't need those games anymore. Like you have to have games that are going to prepare you in February and March to be playing high-level basketball so you can hopefully make a tournament, maybe upset somebody. And those two things, recruiting and scheduling, have not changed with Golden. And until he changes those two things, I don't care what coaches he shuffles in and out of the staff. I don't care what players he shuffles in and out. He's got to recruit better, a higher level player, and he has to schedule much better. And if you can't get people to come to UTEP because of the logistics, then get your butt on the road because there's always somebody willing to pay you some type of coin to play them. And you have to do that because until he learns to do those two things, he's going to be, like I said, in that 17-18 win season, get your hopes up, and just to let you down. and mediocrity and complacency will creep in real fast.
Ronnie, is this team a one and done in the CUSA tournament, or do they win at least one or two games?
You know, the beautiful thing is I think that they'll probably win a game because now they're playing with house money. They got nothing to lose. Everybody's counting them out.
Yeah.
But here's my problem, though, right? Are we gonna always say this every year that, oh, we won a game or two in the CUSA tournament? Like,
that's where the bar's at.
I
guess
that's
how low the bar's at, I guess.
Dude, what are we doing? We brought this dude here on the hills with beating Texas in the NCAA tournament. Now we're settling for one or two wins in the patchwork of a CUSA tournament. Like we got to reevaluate why we brought him here and what he was coming off of doing and why we're not getting that replicated success. Because those teams at Alvin and Christian were 25, 23, 24 win teams, you know, and they went to the tournament.
That's right. That's right. I just feel like, Ronnie, it's just been a huge disappointment, a huge letdown from when they were 15-5 at one point. Now they're all the way down to 7-10 in CUSA, you know, in Conference USA action. So just for me, it feels like a massive disappointment over the last month.
It's a massive disappointment for everybody, considering that you look at last year, how they almost, you know, won the CUSA tournament. So you had all this hype, you had all this hoopla coming in. You know, but like I said, the last time I called you guys was after the Utah Valley game, and I said, that scares me. I said, there's no way you lose like that, guys fighting this. There's no way this happened this early in the season. Like, what the hell could you be that upset about? Like, everybody's still 0-0 and has a lot to play for. And I didn't like it then. I didn't like the fact that he wasn't starting to buy them kid then. Like I told you when I called in then, for some reason, his best player, the kid that has just enough FU in their game every single season, he doesn't want to really rally behind that kid. He still wants you to think that Kalu and all these other guys, Camper is my guy. It's like, listen, man, you can have your guys all you want. At the end of the day, look at the stats. Look at the plus and minus. Who wins you ball games? Put your biasness and who listens to you the most, I guess, and who answers your text every time you text them right back. Put that aside, because that's emotional stuff. That's female stuff. Put that aside. I don't need a kid to text me back as soon as I text him. I need a kid to get his ass in the game and make high-level plays. Those are the kids you need to play, to win games with. So put those kids in the game. If they don't text you back right away, they don't say yes, sir, no, sir, every time you look them in the eye, who cares? You brought them here, they're on scholarship, play their asses. Well, let's win some ball games, Joe. Come on now. Get your head out your ass, Joe.
I hear you, man. Ronnie, it's always great to hear from you, man. We'll talk to you here soon enough. Maybe the next time we talk to you will be the final time this season here on Minor Talk. So who knows? Maybe that'll be less than a week from now or more than a week now from now. But nonetheless, we appreciate it, Ronnie. Thank you for giving us a call. James is next with us, 915-505-6009. James, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening. You guys are doing a great job, and you have all season long. Wanted to kind of two items that I wanted to bring up. One of them is body language, and you have been talking about this for some time, and I agree with it. It really irks me that we're going down the stretch and our players are laughing instead of just being focused and with the intensity that they should have. It's not on them, though. And maybe, what do we have, like 10, 12 coaches? Maybe we need one of those psychiatrists or psychological guys that can
a sports psychologist.
Yeah, because they're really just short on confidence because they're good kids. And let me give you an example. My wife and I, of course, season ticket holders for lots of years in all sports. But we were at the volleyball game, and here there were these all of these four or five ball players, and they were led by Bynum. He was there, and they were kind of putting their $1, $2 to buy some things at the concession stand. And my wife noticed that, and she said, you know, "Tell them that we'll buy everything that they want." So I went and told them, "Hey, guys, you know, whatever you guys want, we'll go ahead and pay for it." And they never took advantage of it. But the most impressive thing was that after I paid for them, each one of them came up to my wife and I, shook our hands, looked us in the eye, and thanked us. I mean, and they didn't go overboard, and it was about $50 or $60, but they didn't have enough money to just go out there and buy popcorn and soda. And they were putting their dollars together, and they were going to share drinks. But they're good kids. They're hardworking kids. So maybe we need something to just get them over the hump. Yeah, they play hard. They work hard. But body language, and you said it all season long. That's that can determine so much. But you guys are doing a great job, and I'm not a Golding fan. Our sons are, but I'm not. I would have gone after that guy from NMSU. I mean, and I still would. I mean, I would still go in there and take somebody from NMSU because they've got a good recipe, and it's an institutional thing that's been discussed all season long. But again, thank you guys for doing a great job. Keep it up.
Appreciate it, James. Thank you for supporting our show and being with us here this season. So really appreciate that. Man, emotional calls there, guys. Emotional calls on all sides. And well, let's do this. Before we talk and unpack this emotion, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification as you're listening to Minor Talk, brought to you by Jack in the Box here on 600 ESPN El Paso.
National. ESPN El Paso is KROT El Paso, a Town Square media station.
915-505-6009. A sports psychologist, maybe like a sports hypnotist, Sal. Maybe they could hypnotize this team out of this mental funk.
A sports time machine so we can go back and you know, put things in place for the for them to win. Nah, I mean, maybe so. Who knows? It's a grind of a season. Every team is dealing with it. I don't know, man. I do think it is mental, though, at this point. They can hang with the best of them. They just can't seal the deal, and there's something holding it back, man. It's kind of like you heard Golden say, defense for 30 minutes. Well, the game is 40 minutes. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
George, the funny thing is they had a hypnotist at the Sun Bowl Invitational for all the teams, so maybe they just got to rehire that guy.
Yeah, they got a hypnotist. They got to bring him back in because that was a tournament that UTEP won against the team that won the Ivy League, right, in Yale. So I think I mentioned something like that when Barnes was in his Reddit. I picked on him all year. I'm sorry, Devin Barnes, but and he had a good game today. But they got to get somebody in there. It is all mental. They led for 26 minutes today. They led for, what was it, the Middle Tennessee game for 30 minutes, right? Over 30 minutes in that game. There's probably a dozen games that UTEP has lost where we can look back,
yes,
and see that they were leading the majority of the game and they ended up losing. So
yeah, that would be a good stat to look at too, right? Like minutes led this season and with their overall record, right? Yeah. That'd be a really good stat to look at. Even some that they stole, right? I'd be interested to look at that, like box scores game over game.
And that was the Liberty game, the response after that terrible NMSU loss. So
good point.
You know?
Yeah, good point. 915-505-6009 here on the program. A couple other minor talk tweets to get to. El Paso Visuals Deportivos. Joe Golding could be gone either way at the end of the season. If he wins the COSA tournament, he's gone. He'll sign with another school that will come courting him with a bag full of gold. He will remember all the peeps who wanted him gone since NMSU home loss. Hashtag UTEP basketball. Hashtag minor talk. Okay, it's a good point, or it's a fair point, I should say, that, you know, this coaching staff wins the tournament, or at any point, like even if they won last year, they would have been gone. And that's just the reality of college basketball. Like when you win your tournament, when you're the hot name coach, when you're the guy who has all that success, you catapult up and you kind of get out. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying there.
Hey, guys, really quickly, I just want to say there's a game going on at the Haskins Center right now. We're talking about lead changes in the final minute with Sam Houston. They hit a three-pointer. They were up 63, I think 64-62, something. And then that was with maybe 12 seconds. Then Tinsaya hits a jumper, and the Miners are now up 65-64. So there's 1.8 seconds left. I'll reel you guys in on what happens, but just wanted to say that. It's a battle, man.
Wow, we'll get to Sal for the final score here. Miners trying to hang on. They lead 65-64 here at the Haskins Center against the Bearcats of Sam Houston. By the way, they desperately need this win. I mean, they need any kind of wins here to close out the season. The women do. They've had a really tough season. So let's see what happens here as this game winds down. Gonna box score look, and I'm going to check out that leads, and see what kind of, you know, how many leads UTEP has had in these recent losses here and what that kind of kind of looks like. So I will do some of that digging, and do some of those numbers here going into the next game. A couple other tweets to get to. This is Joe Jacone. How funny would it be if Golding and crew win the CUSA tournament? What kind of minor talk would it be? It is March, after all. Hashtag it's not over until it's over. Hashtag George needs to beat his chest. Hashtag George of the UTEP jungle. So, oh, man, that's good stuff, Joe. That's good stuff, Joe Jacone. What kind of minor talk would that be? Well, of course it'd be crazy, but I would say, you know what, Sal? All right, let's do it.
No.
Let's do it.
I'm all in. All right.
All right, I will put down the calf tat. We always, Sal and I, joke
calf
about
tats,
this.
Yes.
Calf tat. It will not be on my calf, but it will be a tat of minor talk. I will have a minor talk tattoo on some place of my body if UTEP goes to the NCAA tournament this year. That's how confident I am that they are out. There's no chance in my eyes. There really is no chance in my eyes.
I will get the new minor talk sticker tattooed on my back, because Minor Talk and the Miners always have my back. Yes.
It's not going to happen. Save your money.
If you're listening,
you're going to save your money.
Sponsor.
Yeah, right? Right?
All
we
right,
got to. No one's going to clip this.
Sam Houston puts it up, but no. They don't get it off, and I think it's over. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, final. UTEP gets the 65-64 win against Sam Houston in women's basketball tonight. So, Miners, while they drop the men's side, they do win on the women's side. Alberto Retta on site at the Don Haskins Center, by the way, for that matchup. 915-505-6009. As we start to wind things down here on the program, 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X. A couple other things. How does the ESPN Plus announcer get Kalu's name wrong, that bad, like, yeah, Butcher it that poorly? Did you hear that, George, how bad it was?
It was terrible. What was it, Callow? What was he called?
Callow.
There's no double O. It's Kalu.
No, I think it was Callow.
So it was terrible. Yeah, it wasn't good, but we've kind of dealt with this all season, just like with as viewers, right? And yeah, UTEP has dealt this, like, they've dealt with poor officiating, so I don't know. That was really weird.
Yeah, I was just like, how could you butcher this name that badly? That was terrible. Another thing, we had talked about this a little bit earlier. Miners were picked to Miners were picked fifth in the CUSA preseason poll. At the time, fans thought that was too low. UTEP could finish eighth when the regular season's all said and done, and that's just the reality. So, Miners will turn the page. It's La Tech on Saturday. I said both these games would be losses last week, and I'll stick to that. I think Saturday is going to be another loss here for the Miners. So let's see what happens in the CUSA tournament. I think they get a win in the CUSA tournament. I don't think they're one and done. I think they get at least one win, maybe on Tuesday. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see when it's all said and done. La Tech is on Saturday. We'll have it for you. It's a 1 o'clock tip-off. It's an early tip-off. And then we'll have Minor Talk after that game as well. Let's go to our hot hand of the game from tonight. This is presented by our great friends at Wind Supply El Paso. Sal, maybe we should just give it to Tensai for 22 points tonight for the women's basketball squad. They get the big 65-64 win. I don't think we've ever done this here for Minor Talk. But what do you think about that idea?
Giving it to
Ivan Tensai for 22 points, hitting the game winner, essentially, here for the Miners. And I'm also seeing they had a game-saving block in this matchup, too.
Yeah. It was like 1.5 blocks, and I say that because the other Sam Houston, they got the ball back, they got the rebound after the block, but they didn't have a good chance to put it back up. That's a scared block, so to speak. So credit to them. But no, man, I love Tensai getting the player of the game, and it wasn't just the game winning bucket; it was clutch buckets. Like starting the fourth quarter, it was just letting it fly, man. So shout out to UTEP for the win tonight. It was a good game, man, for sure.
That's our hot hand of the game. That's brought to you by Wind Supply El Paso. See why home builders make them Wind Supply your El Paso, your trusted HVAC system supplier. Check out the Find a Dealer tab. Check out the different Champion dealers, Master Cool dealers online. Also, check out the success stories on their website. It's windsupplyelpaso.com. You could see why other people's. Don't just take it from us here on Minor Talk. See why other other people choose Wind Supply El Paso for all their HVAC system supplying needs. That is Wind Supply El Paso, who is bringing us the hot hand of the game. Special shout out again to Jack in the Box, your perfect spot before and after every game here on the program as well. And by the way, we'll be back at the district next week, 32-33 North Mesa, for another edition of UTEP basketball. I guess this is going to be a minor talk watch party, I should say, for the CUSA tournament. And then, of course, we'll have a minor talk after the fact. So, man, we went from David Van Dyke, UTEP great, to a guy who was suggesting a sports psychologist, to Ronnie, who hadn't called us in probably over a month. So, good show today, guys. I like it, Sal.
No, I love it, man, and that's March for you. Who knows? They could be a complete 180 on Saturday, and then the hopes are all the way up, so this is the roller coaster that is minor basketball.
That's exactly right. Hey, if you miss any of today's show, check us out on demand wherever you listen to podcasts. That's Minor Talk, and if you already listened to it, please check it out, like it, subscribe the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, I should say, and definitely. This is Mr. E. Let's close it out here. Call me crazy, but I like UTEP winning the first round game and winning in the quarters. Don't count them out. Hashtag Minor Talk. There you go. There you go. That's coming in from Mr. E. That'll be the last tweet that we get to here on the program. Special thanks to everybody here on the program as we continue here. And special thanks to Sal Montes, George Wajardo. I'm Adrian Broaddus. We're signing off and saying thanks for listening. Sam Houston defeats UTEP 89-87 for another edition here of Minor Talk on 600 ESPN El Paso.